Hello and welcome back to the Daily Study of the Way of Mastery. I'm Jason Amoroso, your guide and friend. And today we continue with our opening section of Lesson 13, You Are Unlimited Spirit. And we pick up in paragraphs, I think, 4 and 5. So here we go. Jeshua says, Beloved friends, by way of introduction to that which we will be speaking unto into the next 12 lessons called the Way of Transformation, rest with this simple truth. At no time are you imprisoned within the body. At no time, again in italics, at no time are you limited to the appearance that you have come to believe is you. No matter how deep the pain, no matter how certain you have been of what you call your common sense telling you, quote, I am here, I am this body, this moment is happening, this is all there is, end quote. Regardless of all of that, the truth is not shaken. You are not the mere appearance of the body-mind that you have called the small self. All right, so pretty simple and pretty straightforward, although our ego mind does not comprehend that we're more than this. It can feel like we're imprisoned in the body. Like I'm limited to this physical body, at least while I'm a human being, right? We think that maybe, at least while I'm in the body, I'm limited to the body. And Jeshua is saying, no, he's always giving us the truth. Even if we don't comprehend it, we can't understand it, or we're not quite there in consciousness yet. He's always telling us how it is. At no time are you imprisoned within the body. I know so many people who feel like they're in prison on Earth and they're trying to get out of Earth, get off of Earth, get out of the body. It feels like this is a prison to so many people. And Jeshua's saying, you're not all here. This is just a very small aspect of your consciousness as it has chosen to incarnate in a physical form, to seem to be dreaming, to have the waking dream. But you're not stuck here. You're not imprisoned in this body. This is not what you are. At no time, and he says it twice, at no time are you limited to the appearance that you have come to believe is you. So Jeshua is meeting us where we're at. And let's be honest, we feel like we are. That we're limited to this thing. I can't go from here to China whenever I want in the blip and teletransport. Is that even a word, teletransportation? No, my body's here and China's over there. England's over there. Charlotte's 2 hours down the road. I can't just do that. So of course I'm limited. It feels like it. But Jeshua's just telling us how it is. No matter how deep the pain, no matter how certain you've been of what you call your common sense telling you, I'm here, I'm in this body. This is all there is. Regardless of all that, the truth is not shaken. The truth that is true, that you are so much more than this body. Now, that's not to deny that you're having a body experience. You're having a body experience, but you're not limited to it. What's Jeshua supposed to say? All right, yeah, you know what? You're right. Your brain, you know, your consciousness, your brain, you know exactly what you are. And that's it. You're limited to the body. You're a victim and you're kind of at the mercy of all these forces happening to you outside of you. And you're just in survival mode. You know what? You're right. Like, is Jeshua supposed to meet us there, or is he going to give us the truth, even if we don't get it or we don't like it? Of course, he's going to give us the truth that is true always. But that's what it takes. Repetition. It takes hearing things over and over again. It takes sometimes arguing with it in your own mind and then coming back to it later and maybe having a different perspective or being more open-minded. You're not the mere appearance of the body mind that you've called the self. Oh, this is just who I am. This is all I am. So he's just telling us the truth, and then we're going to get into it. Now, with this simple point as a foundation, let's start. You're so much more than the body. The way of transformation, these next 12 lessons, they rest on exactly the same thing that all of your dreams rest upon, the decision concerning what you would be committed to. For you cannot dream a dream, that is, you cannot create an experience in the field of consciousness without being 100% committed to it. It may appear that this is not the case, but I assure you that it is. This idea that you are 100% responsible, the creator of your experience. 100%, not 99, and 1% is left up to randomness or chance or the universe or God or whoever. No, you are 100%. This is so challenging for our brain. But here's the thing. It's so much of it is unknown to us, meaning it's the subconscious that's at play. Or it's our higher self that's pulling the strings to put us in situations where we're going to grow, where we need to and ultimately want to grow from. But the ego self is like, oh, why would I ever choose this hardship? This is terrible. Woe is me. But the soul is like, yes, this is exactly what we need to move through to heal the shame. This idea that you're not good enough or unworthy, that's shame. Let's heal it. And we're going to experience it so it can come up again and again and again inside of you to just keep looking at it and feeling it and opening yourself up to love and seeing the illusion of the shame that you're not good enough, that you're doing it wrong somehow. We're going to keep putting ourselves in situations where it feels like I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it wrong. There's something wrong with me. Why aren't I getting this right? So that I can see that perception at play. It's like a track on a CD that's so old, or on a cassette. It's just a loop playing over and over and over again. And finally, we're going to see and be like, oh, and this is the work of Byron Katie. Is that true? Is it true that I'm unworthy? How do I know that's true? Who's telling me I'm unworthy? There's no tablets coming down from God like Moses got that say you're unworthy. No. So who's saying I'm unworthy? I'm the one saying it to myself. And then I realize that, oh my God, I'm the one. Even if my parents said it or my grandparents said it or a whole culture thinks I'm unworthy. But I'm the one that's believing it. I'm letting it in. I'm entertaining it. I'm letting it have value in my own consciousness. I'm the one. This is radical to the world. Again, this teaching is radical to the world that you are 100% responsible for your experience. And the first level that I think we can access is my inner experience. No matter what's happening internally, I'm going to choose what it means. I'm going to just have a mindset. I'm going to make the decision that life is always happening for me. That might be the easiest thing to access. Or no matter what happens, I can make the best of it. So still bad things happen, but I'm going to make the best of it. When life gives you lemons, make lemonade. That's like maybe that's the next thing you can access, these levels of consciousness. And then after a while, you say, okay, maybe these things aren't happening to me. Maybe they're happening for me. Ooh, life's my friend now. And then these things, maybe they're happening through me. Maybe they're happening. Maybe I'm them happening. And then maybe it's just life happening. From I'm creating it to life is just expressing and creating itself. And I'm just kind of along for the ride, if I'm honest. I'm trying to control things, but I really know I don't have that much control. But anyways, going back to this section, with the simple point as the foundation that at no time are you limited to the body, even if you think you are, you're not, because that doesn't change the truth. Just because you feel a certain way doesn't change the truth. So let's begin the way of transformation, and it rests more of the foundation. We build the foundations. We have a solid foundation that all your dreams rest on. The decision concerning what you would be committed to, it's a decision. Your perception, how you see the world, is a choice. Now, this is, again, out of our consciousness. We don't think about it. We just kind of grow up and we see the world that our parents, the way that our parents saw it or our friends saw it or our culture saw it. We see the world through the West's eyes. You know, it's like everybody thinks the bad guy is out there. To us, let's say the Chinese or the Taliban or whatever you want to say is the bad guy. But to them, they don't think they're the bad guys. They think they're doing justice. They think they're defeating the infidels. They think they're the good guys and we're the bad guys. And we think we're the good guys and they're the bad guys. And then other people agree, well, we agree with you. So the Taliban is, and I'm not like defending murder and all these things that, by the way, we do. The United States does that too. I'm not defending any of that stuff. But I'm just saying it's a choice to choose to see it a certain way. And when we have other people that are choosing to see it the same way, it can often get entrenched. What is that called? Groupthink? But it's a decision concerning what you would be committed to. You want to know what you're committed to, just look at your experience of life. That's what you're committed to. If your experience is lack and limitation, then you, on some level, you're committed to that. You're committed to lack and limitation, to experiencing that. That's not a shame. It's not good or bad. It just is. There's a book that somebody just showed me. I'm not a big fan of the tone of it. It's called Existential Kink. And it's kind of like a psychologist. It's written by a PhD woman. I can't remember. Carolyn Elliott or something like that. And it's popular, but it's not my style. The tone of it's not really my style, but it's like psychology, for Jungian psychology, but it has this slant of like eroticism and kink. But basically, part of the essence, the main point that she's saying is that you are the creator of your experience, but it's subconscious to you. So let's make the subconscious conscious so you can make a different choice. It's the exact same thing as the Way of Mastery, except it's called Existential Kink. You cannot dream any dream. You cannot create an experience in the field of consciousness. That's all you have. You are consciousness. You are awareness itself with the power to create experiences. That's it. You're not the body. You're not any label. You're not anything. You are awareness. You are a wave in the ocean of love. And you can't create an experience without being 100% committed to it. That's how powerful you are. If you don't like your experience, look within. It may appear that this is not the case, but I assure you that it is. So we're taking ownership. Again, a book that I love. I think it's must read for any human. And it's a little extreme, but that's the name of the book, Extreme Ownership, by a former Navy SEAL, Jocko Willink. You might not like his style or his tone, but the message is on point. No matter what happens, you take ownership of it. Even if somebody else did something to cause the problem, you say, well, what can I do about it? It's such a proactive mindset. What can I do? Even if it's not my fault or I didn't do the thing that caused this other problem, what can I do to solve it? How is this my responsibility? Oh, maybe I can communicate better. It's just a different way of thinking, of seeing the world. But it takes 100% responsibility, even if it doesn't, you didn't do the thing to create the problem. That's why it's extreme to the world. It's the similar message as Jeshua was saying. You can't have an experience that you're not 100% committed to. And this is challenging. It's even challenging for me. I would just spend time journaling. Well, and I wrote down, I'm committed to, I'll be vulnerable here. Right now feels like I'm treading water in a lot of in certain area of my life. I wrote it down. I must be committed on some level to treading water. I must be committed on some level to struggling. I must be on some level committed to feeling like I have no purpose. Why? That's then the next question for me is opening up to that. Well, what's the payoff? What's the benefit to me to feeling like, to committing, to having the experience of treading water? And I wrote down, it keeps me the victim. There's always something that's not going my way to kind of keep me treading water. I never get ahead. I never get behind. I'm just kind of treading water and it's draining my energy. So what's the payoff? Why would I want that? Well, it keeps me the victim. Why would I want to be the victim? Well, it's easy to be the victim. You're always blaming something out there and not taking responsibility. That's one thing that the first thing I wrote down. But then, you know what the other thing I wrote down was? It makes me the hero. It gives me something to like overcome and triumph over and move through and feel like I overcame something and had a challenge and overcame it. That feels good. Oh, maybe I'm creating this experience of treading water so that when I get out of treading water, or I get out of struggling, I feel good about myself. Oh, I've accomplished something. Look at me. I'm the hero of my own story. I can see that. That was actually part of my psilocybin experience. I've only had one. And I had in the beginning, and I've shared bits and pieces of it. In the beginning, it was scary for me. I realized that whatever experience I was going to have on psilocybin, in a way, I wasn't controlling it by any means, but my intention was influencing it. And I saw this blank canvas, and it was like a void, though. It was a dark void. And I could create whatever experience I had. And I got scared because my mind can go to some pretty dark places. I think we all can. And I was like, holy crap, don't create dark and scary. Don't invite, you know, monsters or demons, or don't create this thing that it's going to be awful in this trip you're having. And I saw that my fear was creating that experience for me. And then I was able to, and I had support there. I had somebody supporting me. And so my experience was, I was able to, what is my intention here? My intention is to be graceful and patient with myself. My intention is to be loving and patient and faithful in this experience. My intention is to create beauty and peace and call in angels. And slowly that shifted. It wasn't instantaneous, but it shifted and my experience lightened. And I remember also during that experience saying, it doesn't have to be, the hero's journey doesn't always have to be like the good against this awful evil, like good triumphing over evil. Why does it have to be that way? That's some of the myth, slaying the dragon. But there was a part of me I could see that liked that wanted the big, hard thing in front of me so I could overcome. It's like, you walk over an anthill, who cares? You climb Mount Everest, it seems like a big accomplishment. And on some level, I get that. Like, if all you did was walk over anthills, you'd be like, well, I want something a little bigger. Oh, here's a little hill, a 10-foot hill. Okay, now here's a big mountain. Now that's more of a challenge. Maybe that's more fun. So I can see that. On some level, you just do anthills. You want a mountain, and you want a hard mountain at some point to make it an adventure. And so I saw that, but I was like, I don't have to have that every single time. I don't have to have this triumphant battle through the darkness every time, do I? I can choose that, and I've chosen that a lot. And this is like the process while I'm having this psilocybin experience. And I was like, I don't want to have that right now. I want to have more of a graceful experience, a graceful hero's journey. And then I started having that. It was much more graceful. So I'm sharing with you my process again to bring it back to the text. You cannot have an experience unless you are 100% committed to it. So reverse engineer it. If my experience right now in my life is that I feel like I'm treading water or I'm struggling and not making any progress, why am I committed to that? Well, on one level, it makes me feel like a victim. So I always have an out. It's not my fault. I don't take responsibility. On another level, I could be creating this experience of treading water and struggling, so I have something to overcome, so then I feel like I'm the hero. Another thing I wrote down was, it creates a purpose. It creates fire inside of me, the desire to move through this and to show myself that I can overcome hardship. I can do hard things, and that makes me feel good about myself. Maybe that's why I've created this experience of struggle, or like I'm treading water. Maybe if you're treading water, you want someone to save you, but that doesn't resonate for me. But it might resonate for you. That's the whole thing. Each person is different. I don't feel like I'm wanting someone to come in and save me, because that's not the hero's way. The hero's way is I save myself, of course, with help. And maybe my help is the way of mastering Jeshua. But anyways, again, I'm sharing my process so you can apply it to yourself. What is your experience? And again, getting curious, asking your question, if I was on some level, subconsciously, 100% committed to the experience I'm having now, maybe it's being rejected, maybe it's being overwhelmed, maybe it's feeling helpless or hopeless, or whatever your experience is, if I'm 100% committed to this, why? Just get curious, play a game. Why might that be? On the surface, I hate this, I don't want it, I don't like it, but let's just play a game. If I actually did want and like it, a part of me did really love that I created this, why might that be? Get curious of some possibilities. Allow yourself to be open-minded. Just see what comes in. You might surprise yourself. And you'd be like, oh, that's why I'm creating this dis-ease in my body. Because on some level, I need or I wanted something to wake me up to make the change. I know I've been needing to make a change in my diet or my exercise or my lifestyle, but I just haven't been able to do it. So this dis-ease or this illness now I can't ignore it. I can see one possibility why I might have created this, why I was 100% committed to this disease or illness, is because it's the only way that I'm going to pay attention enough to wake up and make a change. That happens all the time. I mean, when you hear me say it like that, that's not crazy. It actually makes a lot of sense. So this is how our soul supports us. We don't realize it's the soul, our higher self, that's creating these experiences for us. We think we're the victim of them. We're not. So this is the foundation of the way of transformation. We are transforming. And transformation can be messy. It can be graceful. It can be messy. It can be painful. It can be whatever it is. We're doing it with Jeshua. We're doing it together. We're doing it with the lineage supporting us through it. So at no time are you limited to this physical form, to this self that you think you are, even if you're so convinced of it. And you can't have an experience unless you're 100% committed to it. Again, back to lesson one or two, you are the creator of your experience. Now let's move on. Let's keep going. Jeshua is laying the foundation, reminding us of the foundation so we can build on it. Love you guys. Hope this is valuable for you. I'm committed to this. I'm committed to the podcast. I'm committed to sharing this work in this way. I hope you get value from it. Thanks for listening. If you get value and if you thought of someone during this podcast, share it with them. This is how things grow. Your desire to be of service to someone else. If you thought of them, there's a reason they popped into your consciousness. Have the courage, the willingness to share the podcast with them. Maybe even if they don't care about spirituality, Jesus, the way of mastery, Course in Miracles, anything, personal growth, there's some reason they popped into your head. Share it with them. And if you can give us a good review, that's great. It helps us grow. It helps other people find us on the search engines and all that stuff. And if you want to send me an email, let me know you're listening. I'd love to hear from you. Hello at revelationbreathwork.com. And we'll see you next time.